Dear brothers in Islam, only a few days and we farewell the month of mercies, the month of forgiveness, the month of protection from hellfire. If you haven't utilized your time at the beginning of Ramadan in the way that suits your best interest religiously, by performing acts of obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal, then you have few days left of Ramadan. Don't look at the matter as you missed the first part of it, so you miss the whole lot. Don't do this. It was said that horses in race put forth effort at the end of the race to win the race. So don't let horses be smarter than you. For one is deemed by his final deeds. So if you haven't utilized your time effectively at the beginning of Ramadan, try not to miss the end of it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to put forth effort in Ramadan, especially in the last 10 days of Ramadan. He would stay in the mosque for the last 10 days. He would stay at night awake, praying, supplicating, and reciting Quran. The wife of the Prophet, Aisha radiallahu anha, said, when it is the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stay awake all the night, would wake up his wives so they can pray as well during the night, and he would put forth effort in performing more acts of obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal during these nights. Especially, as you know, the night of Al-Qadr might be on one of those nights. The night of Al-Qadr is the best night out of all the nights of the year. And the whole Quran was brought down during the night of Al-Qadr to a place called Bayt al-Izzah and the first sky. The one who performs the acts of obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal on this night, most of it by praying, supplicating, praising Allah Azza wa Jal, the rewards that he receives for these good deeds may not receive in performing such deeds in 1,000 months
that do not contain the night of Al-Qadr in them,
which is 83 years and one third of a year. This is because this is a special night.